Good evening. I'm Christine Lisi with this DRCFM information update. First, traffic check with Jill Dene. The legislature's reapportionment committee today approved new boundaries for Connecticut's congressional districts. The new fifth includes the cities of Danbury and Meriden, but splits Waterbury into the fifth and third. Also in the fifth, Republican-leaning towns of Farmington, Avon, and Simsbury. Middletown is shifted from the second to the third. The commission got its work done about 90 minutes before the noon deadline. A North Haven man is under house arrest following his arraignment today on murder charges. According to WFSB-TV, Luigi DeBrigida admitted to last night's fatal shooting of his father, claiming it was in self-defense. His attorney had asked that DeBrigida not be put in jail because he's confined to a wheelchair, suffering from brittle bone disease. His mother has agreed to be responsible for DeBrigida until his next court appearance on January 8th. Consumer advocates are critical of a proposed cable television merger of Comcast and AT&T Broadband. State Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says the $47 billion agreement eliminates competition in Connecticut's cable industry. The new company would be the largest in the state, with 41% of Connecticut's cable households.